16.1. Never again.
You can never tell. Yeah, you can.
Well, in 1999, I lived in Portugal, and one day I saw this computer in a second-hand shop.
Yeah.
So, because I didn't have a computer, and this was very cheap, I bought it.
Why not? Right.
There was no box, but I didn't think it was important. Anyway, when it was time to leave Portugal and return to Britain, I packed all my bags, but of course there was no box for this computer.
Typical.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do. Then, in the local market, I saw lots of wooden boxes, you know, for fruit and vegetables and things.
Oh, yeah.
So I picked one up thinking, this is perfect. Well, no, you see, because suddenly a very angry man came up and started shouting at me.
Oh, why?
He owned the boxes and told me I had to pay.
Oh.
Well, I paid, of course, and that was that.
Right.
Well, when I got to the airport, I was a bit worried. I thought that maybe I had too much luggage. Sure enough, at check-in, they told me that I had too much luggage and I had to pay extra for the computer.
Oh, you're joking.
Yeah. They told me to take it to the excess baggage section in another part of the airport. When I got there, they weighed it and told me I was 15 kilos overweight and that I had to pay £40 a kilo.
Oh, what? Don't believe
that was £600.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I became very angry, of course, and we had a discussion.
Imagine.
Eventually, I paid £280.
Oh, that's a lot.
Which was more than I paid for the computer itself. And when I collected my bags at Heathrow Airport, the computer and the box were all broken.
Oh, what a piss.